Hilchas Geneva, the laws of theft, chapter 7. This chapter contains 12 halachas. The subject matter dealt with in this chapter is weights and measures. Halacha Aleph, Hashoikel Lechaveiroi, one who weighs out goods for another person, weighs out merchandise, mi mishkolis chaseiris, and he uses weights that are short, they are less than mina mishkal shehiskimu alav b'nei oisa medina, they are less than the standard weight upon which all people in that locality have agreed that this is the weight, oy hamoideid b'mida chaseira, or one who measures out goods in a measure which is short, it is less than the measure shmimish amida shehiskimu aleho, it is less than the measure on which everyone has agreed as a standard. Hareza oive beloisasa, he has committed a sin, he has transgressed a negative commandment, a negative mitzvah, shenemar, as the Pasuk says, loisasu ovel bamishpat, you shall not do any dishonesty in judgment, bamida, in measuring, bamishkol, in weighing, uva mesura, or in liquid measure. This means you shall not make anything dishonest in judging the measure, or in judging a weight, or in judging a liquid measure. That means that one is not to have short weights and measures. Halacha beis, afal pi shehamoideid oy hashoikel choser, even though if one measures or he weighs with short measures and weights, goinev, he has stolen, he is a thief. Nevertheless, ene mishalim loy tashlume kefel, he is not required to pay to the customer the double payment, which is the usual penalty for stealing. Ela mashlim loy hamida oy hamishkol, he is, however, required to fill up the measurement or the weight. He has to make good the amount that he gave him short. Ein loikim alav zeh, no malchus is given as a penalty for such a sin, mipnei shehu chayev batashlumim, since the Torah requires him to pay, the law always is that where he is required to pay, he does not receive malchus, as we learned in previous chapters. Halacha gimel, kol mi shemashe beveisoi, anyone who keeps in his house, oy bachanusoi, or in his store, mido chaseiro, a short measure, oy mishkol chaser, or a short weight, oive beloy sase, he has transgressed a negative commandment, even though he has not used it, just for keeping it in the house or in the store. One transgresses the commandment, shenemar, as the pasuk says, lo yiyah lecha bechischa vechulo, you shall not have in your purse, and there it specifies short weights and measures. Vafilu lasois hamida ovit shalmei meiraglayim, and even if he uses a measuring utensil that's short, he uses it as a receptacle for urine, also, nevertheless, this is forbidden. He's not allowed to keep such a thing in his possession for any purpose. Even though he is not buying and selling with this measure, it's still forbidden. Perhaps someone who does not know that this weight or measure is short will come along, and he will measure with it. And there is no malchus given as a penalty for transgressing this prohibition of keeping the short weight and measure in one's possession, because there is no actual deed that has been done. He has not done any active deed in transgressing it. He has merely kept something in his possession. Halacha Dalet, Hayu Hamidis v'Hamishkolis shel b'nei ha'ir chasumes b'choisem yadua, if in a certain city all the people in the city had their measures and their weights sealed with a certain seal to show that they were honest, v'zu hamida oy hamishkol hachaserim b'loi choisem, and this measure or this weight which were short did not have the seal upon them, hareza mutel lashahuisam, it is permitted to keep such weights and measures, lishar tashmishi habayis, for other uses in one's home, because one will not come to use them for weighing and measuring merchandise since they do not have the seal on them. Kayoitzi baze, similarly, sela shenivgimo min hatzad, sela is a certain coin, and if this coin is missing a piece, it's chipped or cracked on the side of the coin, lo ya'asena mishkol bein mishkoloisav, he may not use such a coin as a weight among his honest weights. They used to use these coins, since the coins were of standard weight, coins used to be used as weighing stones. And if the coin is chipped or it's somehow damaged from the side, it's possible for someone to take the coin and file it down so that the damage is not noticed, and one may think that this is a full weight coin. Therefore, one may not keep it. He may not toss it in among a pile of broken silver, where if he has broken silver, which he's waiting to smelt and make something else out of it, he may not toss the coin in there and keep it, because someone will use it. He may not puncture it and hang it as a jewel, as a necklace, on his child's neck, because in all of these cases, some dishonest person may come along and file down the damaged part and use it as a weight. What should he do with such a coin? Ela oy yishchoik, either he should file it down into silver dust, or yachtoich, or he should cut it in half, or yokits, or he should break it, or yashlich liyam hamelech, or he should throw it away in the Dead Sea or some other place where it cannot float and it will never come up again, and no one will ever get it in his possession to use it. Halochich, hey, chosra v'amda al mechza, if however the coin was so damaged that only half of it remains, only half the weight or value of the original coin remains, yikayim. Now he is permitted to keep it, because no one can camouflage or disguise such a coin so that people will think that it's a whole coin. Omdal pochas mimechza, if however it is now less than half its original weight, oy al yoiser mimechza, or it's still more than half its original weight, he should cut off from it until it is exactly half. Since there used to be a half sela coin, the fear is that if the coin here is less than half its original weight, people will mistake it for a full half sela coin and use it dishonestly. And if it's more than half, people might mistake it for a whole seller coin and use it dishonestly. Therefore, it has to be broken off until it's exactly half. If, however, the amount that's missing from the coin is less than 1/6, he may keep such a coin for the purpose of buying and selling with it. That is, he may use the coin as money, losses veloses, but to buy and sell with it. Avaloy lemishkal, but he may not weigh with such a coin because the weight is short. Why may he buy with a coin that's short? Shekol pochas mishtus, because any coin that is off from the correct weight by less than 1/6, roiv b'neyoda meichlen loy, most people do not pay attention to such a thing, and they are not concerned about it if they get a coin in payment that's short by less than 1/6. B'masar matan, when it's used for buying and selling. Haloch evov, sela shenivgima be'emtza, a coin that was damaged and is missing a part in the middle of the coin rather than on the side of the coin, such a coin may be kept, because it's not possible to camouflage or disguise such a coin, since you cannot file down the chip that's in the middle of the coin without its being noticeable. Also, lemochra lehoyrig oy lechoyrim, however, it is forbidden to sell such a coin or to give it in a trade to a murderer or to a robber, people who are known to commit violent crimes, because they will cheat other people with it. Since they are known to be violent criminals, the people will be out of fear, people will accept such a short coin from them, or will accept a weight from such a short coin from such people. To avoid such coins coming into their hands, it's forbidden to give it to them, or to sell it to them, or to give it to them in trade. Aval noikva, however, it's permitted to keep such a coin oneself, and to puncture it, v'toyloisa b'tzavr hakotn, and to hang it as a necklace around the neck of a child. Halocha zayin, oisa odam midoisav se'o v'chatzi se'o v'roiva se'o. The standard weights that a person is permitted to keep need not be full weights, but he may make fractional weights. A se'or, this is a volume measure, v'chatzi se'or, and a half se'or, v'roiva se'or, and a quarter se'or. Similarly, he may make fractional measures. Kav, a kav, this is also a measure of volume. A kav is 1/6 of a se'or. So he may make a kav, v'chatzi kav, and half a kav, which is 1/12 of a se'or, v'reiva ha-kav, and 1/4 of a kav, which is 1/24 of a se'or, v'chatzi ha-reiva, and a half of a quarter of a kav, that is 1/8 of a kav, u'shminis ha-reiva, and 1/8 of a quarter, that is 1/32 part of a kav. However, one may not make a measure of 2 kabim, because a measure of 2 kabim could be mistaken when one doesn't pay careful attention. It could be mistaken for a measure that's 1/4 of a se'or, since 1/4 of a se'or is 1 kav and a half. A kav and a half is very close to 2 kabim. However, all the other fractional measures that we have mentioned till now are sufficiently different from the next closest measure that one will not mistake one for the other. One might mistake a 2 kav measure for 1/4 of a se'or, which is 1.5 kabin. V'chein b'midas halach, so also in measures that are used for measuring liquids, oisa hin, one can make a measure of a hin, that's a volume that measures liquids, v'chatzi hin, and a half a hin, u'shlishis hin, and 1/3 of a hin, u'revi'is hin, and 1/4 of a hin, v'loig, a loig is 1/12 of a hin, v'chatzi loig, and 1/2 loig, u'revi'is, and 1/4 of a loig, u'shminis, and 1/8 of a loig, v'echad v'shmoina v'shminis, and 1/64 part of a loig. V'loi osru lasois shlishis hin u'revi'is hin. It is not forbidden to make 1/3 of a hin and 1/4 of a hin, even though 1/3 of a hin and 1/4 of a hin, afal pisha mischalfim zebozeh, they can easily be mistaken one for the other. Nevertheless, this is not forbidden. Hoyil v'hoyu b'migdash b'mois Moshe Rabbeinu. Since in the Beis HaMikdash there were from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we learned in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu there already were measures of 1/3 of a hin and 1/4 of a hin to measure the wine and the oil that went with the flour offering. Therefore, it's permitted to have such measures. Halacha ches, echad hanoisei v'hanoisin im Yisrael. The law is equal whether one buys and sells with a Jew, oy im goy, or with a non-Jew. Im modad oy shokal b'choiser, if he measured or weighed with short weights and measures, oyver aloisase, he has transgressed a negative mitzvah, v'chayev l'hachzir, and he is required to pay back that which he gave short. V'chein osor l'hatoises hagoy b'cheshbin. Similarly, it is forbidden to deceive a non-Jew with an accounting, to give a false accounting. Elo yedag d'kimoy, one is required to be very exacting with a non-Jew. Shenemar, and the pasuk says, v'chishav im koinehu, he shall reckon it up and calculate it together with the purchaser. Afal pi shehu kovash tachas yodecha, even though it is a goy, a non-Jew, who is under our jurisdiction, it's in a Jewish state, Nevertheless, it's forbidden to deal dishonestly with goyim. Kal v'choymer l'goy she'enikov v'shtachas yodecha. And certainly it is so if it's a goy who is not under our jurisdiction. V'harehu bichlal. And this comes under the general rule, a posuk in the Devarim, ki soyavas Hashem aleikecha kol oisei eile kol oisei ovel. It is a despised thing before God in any case where one does any one of these things, when anyone does something dishonest. Mikol mokim. That means any kind of dishonesty that one does. And in any case, even with a non-Jew, halochetes, v'chein b'midas hakarka, and so the law applies to measurements of land, im hitoy eschaveri b'mishichas hakarka, if one deceived his fellow man in measuring land, they used to measure it by using a standard rope that was used for measuring land, oiver b'loisasa, if one used a dishonest rope, or he measured it dishonestly, he has transgressed a negative mitzvah. Shenamar, as the posuk says, the same posuk, lo isasu ovel bamishpot, you shall not do any dishonest thing in judging bamida, a measurement bamida. What does it mean by measurement? Zumidas hakarka, that means measurement of land. V'chein, who inyan posuk zeh, and this is the meaning of this posuk, loisasu ovel bamishpat, you should not do any dishonest thing in judging, loi bemishpat hamishkol, neither in judging weights, veloi bemishpat hamida, nor in judging measurements, afilu mida ketana kamesura, even if it's a very small measure which one dealt with dishonestly, so that the deception is of very small value, nevertheless it's forbidden. The pasuk says even the measurement of mesura, and a mesura is a tiny quantity of liquid, it's 1/33 of a log. Halacha yud, b'nei chabura hamakpidin zel zeh, members of a group that is either traveling together or who are living together, and they have not pooled their resources together, but hamakpidim zel zeh, they are particular one with the other, that is, one person cannot take anything from the other, each person keeps his own private property, shehechlifu chelek b'chelek, if they exchanged part of their goods, one part for another, oylova mimenu meichel v'herziloi, or one borrowed some food from the other, and now he returns it to him, oivrim mishum mida, umishum mishka, umishum minyan. Even though this is not an actual buying or selling, nevertheless, it's treated as buying and selling, and they are forbidden to give short measures or short weights. Oivrim mishum mida, they have transgressed a prohibition if they give a short measurement, umishum mishkol, or the sin of a short weight, umishum minyan, or giving a short count, umishum loivin upoirim biyomtev. And furthermore, this is considered buying and selling, even though they're just exchanging parcels of food. Nevertheless, since it's private property, this exchange is considered buying and selling to the extent that it's forbidden to do this on Yom Tov. It's forbidden on Yom Tov to use the word halva, which means lending, that's usually used with money. It's forbidden to say, lend me this amount of food and I will pay you back, since one might come to write down the debt. Halacha Yud Aleph, Hamasig Gevul Reyehu, if one encroaches upon the property of his fellow man, that is, v'hichnis mitchum chaveroi b'soich techumoi, he took the boundary mark of his fellow man, and he moved it in, tore in further into his boundary, so that he has made his fellow man's territory smaller and his own larger, afilu meloi etzba, even if he moved it no more than a finger's breadth, im bechoska osa, if he did this by violent means, by forcing the other person, hareze gazlon, he is considered a gazlon, a robber, v'im hisig basei said, if he moved the boundary and encroached in a hidden fashion, secretly, then he is a ganav, a thief. The difference between the two was learned in chapter 1. The in be'eretz Yisroel hisik hagvul, and if he encroached upon the boundary in Eretz Yisroel, hareze oive b'shnei lavim, he has transgressed two negative prohibitions. Belav geneva, the prohibition of stealing, or belav gzeilo, or the prohibition of robbery. And besides this, besides the simple stealing or robbery, or belav loisasik, he has also transgressed the prohibition of encroaching upon one's fellow man's boundary. Ve'ein chayiv belav ze ela ba'aretz. However, one is not punished for this negative commandment unless it was done in Eretz Yisrael. As the Pasuk specifies, Bin Shenema, the Pasuk says that this prohibition applies only binachaloscha shetinchal, in your inheritance, which you inherit, which means in Eretz Yisrael. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, it remains forbidden, but one has not transgressed this prohibition to the extent of being liable to the penalty of Malkus. Halacha Yud Beis, kosha onshin shal midis yoyse mi onshin shal arayis. Short measures, dishonest measures, is a severe sin in which the punishment is more severe, even yoyse mi onshin shal arayis. It's even more severe than the punishment for illicit sexual relations. Shezeh beinoy levein hamokim, because this sin, the sin of dishonest weights and measures, is shezeh this sin, the sin of illicit sexual relations, is beinoy levein hamokim. It is between the person and God. He has committed the sin against God. He has not committed a sin against his fellow man, even though it requires another person to commit this sin with, but we're talking about consenting adults, so he has not sinned against the fellow man, he has sinned against God. V'zeh beinoy ulevein chaveiroy. And this sin, the sin of dishonest weights and measures, is between one person and another person. And this is a more severe sin, since a sin between a person and God can be atoned for by tshuva, but a sin between a person and another person cannot be atoned for even by tshuva until one pays back what he has taken illegally. B'chol ha'koifer b'mitzvas midis, and anyone who denies that this mitzvah of midas, the mitzvah concerning honest weights and measures, kekoifer b'tzias Mitzrayim, it's as if he had denied the exodus from Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, which is one of the fundamental principles of the Jewish religion. Shehit chilas hatzivui, because the belief in the exodus is the most fundamental principle of the Jewish religion, because the Aseres Hadibris, the Ten Commandments, begins with this, that I am the Lord, your God, who has taken you out of the land of Mitzrayim. V'chol ha'mekabel alav mitzvas midis, and anyone who accepts upon himself this commandment of keeping only honest measures and weights, hareza moida b'tzias Mitzrayim, he is one who does believe in the exodus from Mitzrayim, shehi garma l'chol ha'tzivuyim, which is the cause of all other commandments. The connection between honest weights and measures and the exodus from Mitzrayim is given directly in the pasuk there. The pasuk says, moiznei tzedek, correct weights, scales, avnei tzedek, correct weights, eifas tzedek, a correct measure of the eifa, v'hin tzedek, and a correct measure of the tzin yi alochem, only these you shall have to yourselves, ani Hashem aleikeichem, I am the Lord your God, asher hoitzesi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, who has taken you out from the land of Mitzrayim. So the same pasuk joins the exodus from Mitzrayim with the mitzvah of correct weights and measures.